AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A lawyer says an uncle of the Chattanooga shooter has been in custody in Jordan since a day after the attack. The attorney tells the Associated Press he has visited his client, but family members have been prevented from visiting him. Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, the young man who killed five service members, spent several months in Jordan last year. Former FBI Director of Cybersecurity Sean Henry tells NBC's Today Show investigators are digging into that time in Jordan.
What did he do? Who did he meet with? Who did he speak with over there? And what was that critical change that when he came back caused him led up to this tragic event?
General Mark Miley, selected to be the next Army Chief of Staff, says if legal issues can be resolved, he thinks it would be appropriate in some cases to arm soldiers manning recruiting stations. The National Guard Armory in Tallahassee, Florida has been evacuated after a man in police custody told them he had planted a bomb inside the building. Police have been searching the armory. Dozens of mayors from around the world meeting at the Vatican are demanding national leaders take bold steps at the Paris climate talks later this year, saying that may be the last chance to keep the warming of the earth at levels safe for humanity. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Hurricane Sandy provided him the evidence that climate change is real.
This tragedy made the people of New York City understand climate change in a very different way. It became personal, it became real, it was no longer an abstraction.
De Blasio is a founding member of an alliance of cities around the world committed to reducing emissions by 80% by 2050 or sooner. Unemployment rates fell last month, 21 states. It's unchanged in 17 and went up in a dozen. Overall, the Labor Department says employers added jobs in 31 states and cut workers in 17 others. Nebraska has the lowest unemployment rate at 2.6%. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 204. This is AP Radio News. Now, there are 16.
I have decided to run for president of the United States.
Ohio Governor John Kasich announcing for the GOP nomination just a while ago. Meanwhile, there are some calls for the pool to shrink by one. The Des Moines Register, the largest newspaper in early voting Iowa, publishing an editorial calling on Donald Trump to drop out of the race. Taylor Swift heads the list of nominees for the MTV Video Awards.
Swift has been nominated for 9 Moonman trophies, including Video of the Year for Bad Blood. Kendrick Lamar has 5 nominations. He's also up for Video of the Year for All Right, competing against Beyoncé's 7-Eleven, Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud, and Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars. Fans can vote for their favorites at MTV.com. Miley Cyrus will host the VMAs live from Los Angeles on August 30th. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.